Well, it was news yesterday that the Bendigo Art Gallery could be closed for up to a couple of years while there's a huge reno done to it. So I thought we might look back at that and the history thereof with our resident historian, Charles Fay, Hidden History on the Wake Up Call. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, I see the art gallery didn't start out as an art gallery back in the day.
No, in 1867 it was built by the contractors Webb and Harlow under a design by Bendigo's most famous architect, William Varland, and his partner Geitzman, and it was built as a drill hall for the local volunteers regiment. These were sort of, I suppose, pretend soldiers who liked getting dressed up in uniforms and going off to camps in Gippsland at Easter time.
Right, that's nothing like, you know, like pretend nurses and doctors that like getting dressed up and stuff, is it, Charles?
No.
Okay, just checking. What was the significance? Because you got the Rifle Club Hotel there as well. That whole little area sort of seemed to be based at some stage around this these rifle things.
I suppose just because the Rifle Brigade Hotel, I think, would have been named after the Volunteer Rifle Brigade there.
Yeah, after they did all the dressing up and marching, they were obviously thirsty and needed a drink.
Well, they had a few beers, yeah, and sort of it was quite a competitive thing, you know. You tried to beat everybody else, and I suppose you went to the pub and compared your scores.
Yeah, I guess
at the rifle range.
Yeah. So when did it sort of start to transform then? When did the whole art gallery thing come about?
Well, they started to build an art gallery or think about an art gallery in the 1880s. In 1887, which was the memorial year for Queen Victoria, an art gallery was opened in the town hall. And that was pushed along by a lot of local, I suppose, Jacob Conn, who was a brewer, and Robert Reimer, who was a local police magistrate, and a couple of sort of local businessmen. Who, one of them, William Ray, for example, was after he'd made a fortune sort of mining, he sort of was a book collector, so he was into culture. So, they pushed for an art gallery, and as I said, it was opened in 1887 in the town hall. But when the volunteers left the volunteer hall in, I think, about 1890, it was remodeled. And the interesting thing, it was remodeled by Varland himself to form an art gallery. And, excuse me, that opened in October 1890.
Right. The interesting thing there, too, is that I didn't realise this, a bit like the cathedral here, it's one of Australia's oldest and largest regional art galleries as well.
Yeah, well, it's now, 126 years old, so yeah. It's very old. I mean, I think, from memory, the Ballarat Art Gallery might have been a bit earlier.
Right.
And there's always that sort of competition between Bendigo and Ballarat.
Yeah,
And I think it followed the Bendigo Art Gallery, which was formed, you know, by similar sorts of people, you know, local businessmen with an interest in sort of culture.
Yeah.
So it is one of the oldest galleries in Australia.
Yeah, and over the years too, some very prestigious prizes handed out: the Arthur Guy Memorial Painting Prize.
Paul Guest. Yes.
That's all right. You're not about to expire on us, are you? There.
Oh no.
Yeah, and the Robert Jacks Drawing Prize as well. So it's like not just a nice old building, but it's a very, and obviously with the Elvis thing now, it's a very significant gallery, even in, dare I say it, Australian terms.
Yeah, it's got you know, great collection of some of the Australian colonial painters, I find it wonderful because in a sense it some of its paintings represent the tastes of the late 1880s, so you get sort of high Victorian schmaltz.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favourite pictures there is a picture called Too Late, which sort of shows this warrior coming back to find his wife dead, you know, and I think that was painted by schmaltz.
Cheery one. Huh? You know, I'm waiting for the stage musical of that to come out. Oh, dear. Well, it's going to be interesting. Might be back in the town hall when the gallery's shut for renos, but certainly a very significant building. I love it. I love art galleries generally. I wouldn't be an art expert, but I just think they always have just a nice calm about them. They're fantastic. So,
I love the additions that were put on in 1998 by Carl Fender from Fender Capsule Leaders. I like the way it doesn't pretend to be a heritage building, but just fits in beautifully.
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah, I would totally agree with that. They've done a great job with it. Interesting as always, Charles. You take care of yourself there. Have a hot lemon juice, and we will chat again next week.
Okay, Mark. Catch you.
Good on you.